to be here. Sorry, it's the last night of this. No, it isn't the last night. We got Sunday yet, haven't we? That's right, Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. That's very fine. So unhappy that we had that. They call... Yes, there, and tomorrow night also. Friday night, Saturday night, we get rest. And Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. You make the announcement for the two of us. What's the service from just down in the middle of the evening? That's very fine. And now, we're going to expect a great time. I've got the leader of the house, 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and drive 200 miles, and leave him for service tomorrow night, and come back the next day, and be back here for Sunday the following day, and then it's just drive one after the other. But it's a glorious thing to be serving Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Truly happy to be here. Believe tonight that if this would be our last night on the earth, the deep weather, why, we still have the testimony of the Lord Jesus, don't we? We're believing with all of our hearts. Now, we're going to ask this question just now. How many have been healed? If you feel too many, let's see your hand. That's very fine. Just a while ago, there's one thing of leaving people. That's about the time you get acquainted with people, and you have to say goodbye. But it's not goodbye, you know, it's just for a little while. And it's been so nice to me, everything, so I'm really sorry. Our service is closed, and I said to my little girl today, she's usually old, she just wants to go home right away after there's no children to play with. And I said, honey, do you want to go home? She said, no, Daddy, I like it up here. She was just fine. Everybody babying her and everything, but she was really glad to stay. And home church, Brother Bradford, one of the gallant heroes of faith in the days gone by. Daughter has been healed. That's what happened today. Father made her Welsh, married this month. And a very lovely girl. Mr. Bob, Fred Bob, I think I'm your acquaintance with him. I'm sure they're my brother. And he's one of our and he was with me then as manager. I remember when I met him in Miami, Florida. He just don't give up. All the time he was laid back, but I guess he was done 70-something years old. But when he began to come over to the service and see it, well, the old fella got, it's a boy again. And I said to him, how old are you, Brother Bob? But one night standing down for the hotel in Miami, we just walked out, looking out over the beach in the wintertime. Just as great charm when he went walking away, just for the spring of a young man, you know. Here I was, about 1:30, they dragged him along. He looked down at me, I said, Brother Bosworth, when were you your best? He said, right now. He said, Brother Branham, I'm just a kid living in an old house. And that's Brother Bosworth, you know, he's a great joker. And he and his friend, Brother D.D. also. In a meeting, Mrs. Bosworth, his wife, was selling books at a book stand at the entrance of the tabernacle. When there was a young lady named Gert Ryan, cross-eyed. And she said, I tried to get a bread card and all she had done to try to get in the line. But it was no use. She was failing. I believe that was the last night. The night the man was killed with horrible strokes that sent the word to King George of England, which I have in the statement. God is healing. And the man had been bed patient 10 years with all of his rope. He's perfectly well tonight. Glorifying God. The little girl was crying, young lady. And Mrs. Bomford said, honey, you don't understand. That's right. Some words of that. But now you don't need a prayer card. But you just walk right out here and stand and say, ah. And said, you just believe with all your heart that God is going to make you whole, and say God will speak to Brother Branham up on the platform. And I was having a prayer line coming down the prayer line. And the girl, so discouraged, like, you know, and yet she walked out last night, this her. She walked out there and just got a hold of God. And all of a sudden, I feel something come off me and pull me around. She's standing way more than a distance of this building. I said, all right, sister, God has healed you. Those are all eyes. Both eyes come straight. The girl's here in the building somewhere. I wish she'd just come forward. If you're hearing my voice, sister, here she is right here. Let us say praise the Lord, everybody.
Acquainted with grief, and we hid it where our face is from him.
He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now we pray. Our Heavenly Father, just reading the Word now, may the Holy Spirit take the Word now and go right into the hearts of the people. And may they come to a full realization this night here under the tent that it's Jesus that we speak of. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, how we love him with all of our hearts. With gratefulness we come to bow our heads to the dust of the earth, which we were taken and someday shall return if the Lord is there. And I ask you, Father, to bless us tonight. And will move upon us a great marvelous way, and may many great healings be done tonight because of the presence. May those dear people here reach right out and take a hold, Lord. Grant it, Lord. And there hold to the rock of ages until the power of the Lord sweeps them through the gate, out into the freedom, out of the clutches of the enemy. Till they're free from sin and sickness. Grant it, Father, hear the prayer of your servant as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, tonight we won't take much time to say any words, only I want to thank all that had a part in the service. I want to thank the cooperating ministers. God bless them. These strangers here ought to attend their church. Give them a visit, Paul. And I'm sure that they're good, God-saved men. Thanks to God. Never have had a place that ministers to any more in harmony and love than this group of men. And the audience has been wonderful. I've never had to call one person down, only he said that. How marvelous. Sometimes God has to step in, afflict the heck out of them for to make them come to the test. Now that's this year, the people just reverence, believe with one heart and one accord. That's the way to do it. And now that's wonderful. And all of our expenses and debts, we're just thankful to you. They gave me a love offering, which I appreciate from the depths of my heart. Do anything, though someone wrote me a little letter a while ago, and my, they just tear me up about Sunday afternoon's meeting. Oh, my. Some lady. She said, I come to see miracles, not to hear about what something happened in somebody's life. That attitude, sister, you'll never see until one's been performed on you, and that's when you get converted. That's right. Because your heart's not right with God. That's something like that. The attitude towards the truth. The fruit, taste of the pudding is the fruit thereof. So, notice, by their fruits you shall know. Now we've had glorious success for Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus has done more here than he could do in his own city, has he? For there was no mighty works Jesus could do in his own city. And in this city, he's done mighty works, hasn't he? So he's had more success in this city than he did in his own city. Think of that. Jesus Christ, after 1,900 years, has had more success in Cleveland, Ohio, in 6 weeks meeting here, or 3 weeks meeting, than he did in his life journey in his own city. Think of that. Goes to show that the glorious old gospel still has the same power it had in the beginning. That's right. More men and women will believe on him. Now, we're thankful for that. And pray that God will bless all of you. And I hope to see you Sunday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon is preaching service. If the Lord doesn't change my mind, I want to preach on the subject, the return of the prodigal son, for Sunday afternoon. And come out at the arena. And then Sunday night, I trust that we'll have the greatest healing service we've ever had. Just trust that the place will just be illuminated with the power of God. Maybe I'll be a little rested after two nights of rest now, Friday and Saturday night, be more able to go into the service. This way I'll become dense, dull, like I want to get tired and worn. The senses of this gift become more or less dull. I think a fellow on anything, in natural work, as he goes along, you become kind of dull, sense down to it. And that's the way this is. And I trust that God will put a great, great start again Sunday night. Come out believing, come out praying, everyone. Thank all the ushers and the officers and everything that's cooperated. Don't give me a picture of that. 5 minutes overtime, not within a parking lot. I was supposed to leave there at 4 o'clock. I was out running around here and there, and the Lord called me on two missions today to go out. Two people were healed on the street today. I was sitting in the room. The Lord came down and he said, go down to this corner and turn to the left and go down there and stand there. There'll be a woman come along with a gray suit on, a little white hat, says she has cancer. There she was, coming down the street. She said, aren't you Reverend Branham? So that's in. I said, yes. She said, oh, I've tried to come, but my husband won't let me come. I said, the Lord has healed you. There's cancer, sister. Pass on in peace. And, oh, my. She went down the street weeping like that. See, God knows all about those things. And so it's marvelous. I believe I've seen a backslider brother come to the Lord this afternoon, too. Come back to the house of the Lord. Fellowship of his dear son. Now, pray much. And I just look at two sweet little girls sitting here, bless their little eyes. This is sweet. I love all these ones. I'm sure the little girls are sitting here with a little blonde hair. I remember one of the most pathetic sights I ever seen in my life was in Mexico, where we're going to try to make a little trip this winter if possible. We went across the border at Juarez, the first time I was ever in Mexico. And when Brother Moore and I, we crossed the border and went in there, I walked down the street, and oh my, people on the street, TV and everything, I'd reach down and try to give them money and take hold of their hands. My, how the trooper would be hitting, I'd try to tell them I couldn't understand their language, but they couldn't understand mine. They pulled back, they were afraid. Like, I went on down the street, we went around by some church, and oh, it's very poor. We seen a little fellow there stacking up old rotten tomatoes on a little mule and started down the street. I tell you, it would make you feel like you were no good. I noticed another sight. There was a little fellow there. He didn't have on no clothes, but just a coat. He had a little bill cap and it was all full of paper all tore up. He was reaching down in an old garbage can. He's pulling out something, you know, and he'd shake the water off and rake the things off his hand and look at it. Nearly all of them partly blind. You look at it like that, and you lay it in a little bitty old bucket of a thing. There's a grandmother standing there, barefooted, her feet like a bear on the bottom, just as calloused as it could be. Here's an old, dirty shawl on standing there, and she's just holding her hands, and she's reached down the field again. And I said, I'm going over to look at that. They said, oh, you ought to go there today. I went over there. What it was, this little Mexican boy was getting little bitty bit pieces about like that out of the bottom of the slop. Yeah. When Mexico throws anything away, it's mainly bad. But he had about a half a dozen. And they're just laughing, and they were laughing. They were looking at their potatoes. I thought, my. And I just left over there, and my brethren had paid about at least 75 cents or a dollar for my breakfast. And we crossed the border. I looked at the poor little fella. It looked like their heart would just run out of him. Now, he might be a little Mexican, but he gets just as hungry as a little American. When he's hungry, he's just as hungry. Yes, and Jesus died for him just the same as he died for all of us. I looked at him, I thought, poor little thing. What if that's my little Billy Paul? Look at him. And I walked up to where he was, and the grandmother seen me coming up. I, perhaps it was grandmother. She runs back. And I touched a little fellow like that, and mine jumped out into the street and thought somebody was kicking or something for taking those potatoes. He looked, his little eyes were tight, tears in, and shaking like that, and right, looking at me. Tell the little fellow, no, I pointed up towards heaven, holding my hand over my heart. I let him know that I was a minister. I kept pointing up like that, and looking all around to see what was going on up there. And I knelt down, I know he was Catholic, so all of them there are Catholic. So I just make crosses, you know, on my heart and hold up my
hand. All of course, you were just standing in a love offering. I began to walk a little in. I walked up. I reached down my pocket. I had about, oh, $5 or $6 and halves and quarters and things I had in my pocket. I had him hold his little hands down. And I told him to hold his hands like this. And he looked at me. You know what? I finally got him to hold his little hands. I dumped all that in his little hands. And he looked at it like this. He got down and looked at it cold. He stood there a little bit. Put it down in his little pocket. And looked up to me like that. Took off his little cap and knelt down on his knees and took a hold of my hand. Oh, my. But God bless you, honey. I'll visit you again, honey. That's right. We have a lot of things we can do with money if we Americans would just do it. You know that? That's right. There's what's really needed, worth suffering and indeed. Poor little fellow. For the garden out of the Lord willing around Christmas. We'll take a trip down through there to see those little fellows. God is merciful to us, isn't he? We American people don't know how well off we are. That's right. To know that the need of this world, how they're in need. Yet we have plenty in. No feeling, he said. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was naked, you didn't call me. I was in prison, you wouldn't visit me. When were you, Lord? Insomuch as you have done unto lean for these, my little ones, you have done it unto me. All right, now we're going to start the prayer line, because I want to pray just as much as possible tonight for the state, starting about 35 minutes early tonight. Well, I want to pray just as long as I can. I want to go, also got to get to bed real early in order to drive in the morning, get back home for services tomorrow night. So let us bow our heads again, if you will. Friends, you may laugh too much. You may talk too much. You may walk too much, but you'll never pray too much. I would that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. But our Heavenly Father, we've come now to the end of 17 nights of service, one of the longest services you've ever permitted your servant to have. Now, tomorrow night is another one here with Brother Lindsay and Brother Hall. Father, we pray that you'll meet with them here. Bless those two dear Christian brothers. May the power of the Holy Spirit be here to deliver the sick and the afflicted, those who may not be here tonight. We ask you tonight to clear the whole building, Father, of every sick person. May there be a great pouring out of the Spirit. May hungers, all that's in need tonight, may they be delivered here at the platform tonight, Lord, and out in the audience in their seats. There's a little sister testified, standing plumb back, way in the back of the building. God, come down upon her with those eyes being crossed and this baby. Move those eyes out straight. The power of the Holy Spirit taken away. God, without wavering faith, she moved forward in her young heart, blessed. Going everywhere now, come all the way up here just to get to say, Jesus healed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think of the little girl there, cross-eyed, blind, stomach trouble. Was healed and you permitted it to go in the great book of who's who. Oh, God, we thank thee for thy mercies and kindness. Be with us tonight now. Won't you, Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and give us a great deliverance tonight. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, everybody, tonight I wish we would just try to settle down to this one thing, that God is here. I wonder if you'll make me this promise before we start praying for the sick. If you make me this promise and say, if God touches me in the least tonight, I'm going to rise and claim my healing. for the first time that faith anchors in my heart. Lord, here I come. You remember the lepers sat at the gate? They said, why do we sit here till we die? Let's do something about it. And now you do the same tonight. Let's do something about it. His presence, your little deaf baby was sitting there last night, and that mother, oh, how she was looking. How she was crying. I could feel it. Oh, oh. Then just got everybody in there began to pulling, and I know several of them stopped. I turned around and said, somebody in there, there's several of them healed. I can't tell you who they were. The mother turned around and spoke to the baby, brought the card up with tears rolling down her cheeks, said, my baby's here. See? That's it. That's it. Just go believing with all your heart. It'll be so. It's your faith that makes you whole. Isn't that right? Your faith. No other way can you be healed. Only through faith. Now, God bless you. We are here awaiting. All right. Now, we won't try to get as many as we possibly can. You can make the call yourself.
I'll put it on his hands so tonight.
Pray that God will help him to make the choice. All right. Now, how many cards you got? 100 out? I believe maybe after we get the line to going a little while, maybe we won't have to linger so long with one. Then just let them come right on through and the whole group be healed. Wouldn't that be marvelous? To see? We used to have, how many was ever one of the fast lines? What, when we used to have fast lines, we'd pass them through there and testimonies would just pour in. The only thing they want to do is just get near them. Just to get there when the anointing was on. Then they called their blessing and went away rejoicing. And they were healed. See? The brass serpent couldn't pray for no one, could it? The pool of Bethesda, the angel didn't pray for no one. It's a troubled water. Is that right? They just looked and lived for the brass serpent. And in the days of the apostles, they laid in the shadow of Peter and was healed. Now, if you don't believe it, this is Bible times again. Just to repeat, this last day, God calling out a people of the Gentiles. He's calling among the Jews and a Gentile church. The same thing, a contract. In the old days, when a contract was made, you know what they did? Notice, God just telling me to say this, I don't know. A person would go and write a contract on a piece of paper. They'd write the contract, and then on the contract, they'd write what it was, going to do, and then they'd tear the paper in two, and they would kill a beast. And over this beast, they tore the contract. They would give one person one part person the other. And when they come together, and this agreement was brought together, that had to be exactly the same piece of paper, cut through the letters, and had to dovetail just exactly with that, or the contract was no good. See, the agreement was no good. The same piece of paper that was tore away had to come right back and dovetail in with the other, like that, to make it perfect. And then, as their pledge, they killed the beast when they made their pledge. Now God made a contract with the peoples of this world. Therefore, he sent the Son of God and killed him on Calvary. You believe that? All we like sheep have gone astray. God laid upon him the iniquity of all. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace upon him. With his stripes we're healed. That was God's contract to the church. Is that right? Then God killed the lamb, the Calvary. You believe it? And from him, he tore him apart. He took part of it, the body, up into glory. Set it on the right hand of the majesty. You believe it? And the Holy Spirit he sent back to the people. Is that right? Then when it comes together, when this contract has come together at the day of the judgment, the same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost is grouping around a bunch of people. It'll go right back to that same body, to dovetail right into that same body. It's a contract. So therefore, the same Spirit that was in that day is here today. The same signs, wonders, miracles are being performed. The same people are believing in the same manner. When they see the Apostle Peter and recognize him to have the gift of God in him, when he called out and told the people what they did, and they recognized, he told Ananias and Sapphira, their sins
He knew what God put in his heart to do. And then, in that, after them recognizing that, the prayer line got the great so Peter could pray for them, and they laid the people in the street. That even that old fisherman, not some big DD, but an old fisherman, that his shadow would pass over him, and every one that his shadow passed over was healed. There you are. There's no scripture for that. There wasn't any then, but God healed him because they respected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he'll do the same thing today. It wasn't Peter. It was they respected God who he represented. Is that right? That's who it was. And his shadow passed over them. And they were healed because they believed it. We're back in the same days again. God moving among his people, great signs and wonders. Now you don't have to lay in the shadow, but you're under this tent tonight, around it where the Holy Spirit is here. Just let it pass over you. Then rise up and say, yes, I believe it right now. I accept it. Be healed. Amen. You believe that, sister? You do? That tumor's been bothering you a lot, hasn't it? Yeah. Hasn't that tumor been bothering you? All right, it's dead now, sister. God healed you because you believe. Have faith in God. Amen. Oh, my. How marvelous. He sure can heal all things. Just have faith. God will grant it to you. My, how that's coming in now. Oh, people. Wish you could just only... Look, I tell you what. If you've been just a little afraid, take my word tonight, will you? Take my word and act and do what I tell you. And I'll be responsible for you at the day of the judgment. That's right. If you will believe on Jesus Christ with all your heart and believe that he healed you now and accept him that way, that's all you have to do. Go forth, testify, and tell him you're healed, and go right on, and God will send you delivered. That's true. Praise the Lord. I've been looking back in the crowd, just seeing we're coming way back from farther back than I could ever come from. That's exactly right. Somebody right in this channel right here was healed with a cancer just a few moments ago. I'm not sure. I think the lady there with a white hat on right there. Right over there. I'm sure right along in that section. Lady, if you had cancer sitting right there, the woman's got her hand up. Was that a cancer case? Did you have cancer? All right. It's gone from you, sister dear. It's left. God bless you. Amen. All right. Let's say praise the Lord. Another cancer case right here. Want to accept it with hay fever, too. God bless you. Is that right? Stand up. I see you. There you are. You're free from it. You, sister, with the cancer case. Stand up. Jesus Christ heals you. Why, my. You can stand up on the building and be healed if you just believe it right now. He's here with mighty power. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, author of life. Giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the people. Make signs and wonders be wrought tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, grant it, Father. Hallelujah. My. Look, I wonder how many of you believe this right now. If we get right down here and just let the people pass through in front of our hands on them to bless them, that they'd be healed. How many believe that? Raise your hand. Has it been confirmed to you? Do you believe? I told you the last night, I'd ask you this. If these things didn't happen the way that I said the first night, call me a false prophet. How many were sure the first night heard me say that? Raise your hand. I said, if they did happen, then believe God. Is that right? Well, do they happen? Is it the truth? All right. Now look, Jesus Christ said this. These signs shall follow them that believe. Follow who? Them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, not pray for them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that the last words he said? The last promise he gave the church before he ascended into heaven. Is that right? He said, if you find believers and they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, I want to ask you, have you faith enough tonight, if we just, I get right down here in this aisle, stand right down here. Just stand there and pray, and everybody come by, lay hands upon that person, and let them, and if you've got faith to say you, go ahead and be healed, go out of here rejoicing and praising God, I'll do it. God, if somebody has to hold me up to do it. If you want me to do that, I'm here to serve you in any capacity if you want to. How many would rather have that? You would just go ahead with the regular line, raise your hand. All over the building, I want to see. All right, look, Howard. Contrary now, I would rather go ahead with the regular line and call out somebody. Yes, put your hand. All right, we're going to line up and pray for all the people then. Amen. Just a moment, just I asked him something else. Oh, my. You believe with all your heart now? Now, look, the scripture said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Where's my minister, brother, that tonight? Come here. You're going to see the glory of God tonight. Okay, I want you to come right down here. I want to get right down there with the people myself. For all these people, some of them sitting here, some of these poor people haven't even got a prayer card. Everyone, just be reverent. Just a moment. Stand there. I'm going to come right down with you. Just make a double line of just the ministers now. No, not the rest of them. Just the ministers. We're going to have to make a line so they come around this way. Just in a moment, my brother will start calling the numbers. Get all the prayer cards first, and then we'll start from the prayer cards and get the rest of them that haven't got prayer cards. Are you now, every person, just be reverent. Everyone stand just as reverent as you can. Now let's see how many prayer cards we got in the building. Let's see your hands. It's probably a good 100 to 150 prayer cards. Now, first we're going to have the prayer card to file a number, and we'll have a place for them to stop just in a moment. Then I want Howard or somebody to stand here, or I'll say maybe some minister to stand here at this platform, and as soon as the prayer cards are through, then just keep having the whole group to line up and come through and be prayed for. Coming through, each one to be prayed for and have hands. Now, you must know now, are you sure that you believe? Are you sure? Are you convinced that the Spirit that's moving here in the church is the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you convinced? Do you believe in the divine gift that God has given? Do you believe it comes from God? You do. Then if I have told you the truth for 17 straight nights, then I'm telling you the truth now, am I? I'll say this, if each person in here now will make a committal right now to God, make your committal to God, and the only thing you'd have to fulfill the word. Now the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? Now that's the last words that Jesus gave the church. If they lay their hands on the sick, what will happen? They shall recover. Now, if symptoms should arise, what would you say? It is written. Is that right? Are you ready with your faith to say, I am now ready to commit myself to God in this manner? If you do, raise your hand. Now, you are now committing yourself to Him to go through the order, just like water baptism. Just like any other order of the church, the Lord's Supper. This is a sacred order of the church, that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, that wasn't me that said that. That was Jesus Christ that said that. Now, the first thing you must do is surrender yourself entirely to Christ and surrender your mind to His Word. Lord, I won't act upon my own feelings, upon my own thoughts. I will only act upon your word. I'll have no control of my own thoughts concerning it. I will act upon your word. Now get that straight. Now you're not to go down and say, well, I've lost my healing. If you do, brother, it'll be worse than ever if you make this committal. You're to stand right now, remember, just like coming into the church. You are supposed to make this committal and say, Lord God of heaven, I'll stand by your word. So help me, till the last drop of blood left my body or breath. See? You believe when your baby passes through the line, it's going to be healed, sister? You do that? Frankly, it's already healed, but I want you to pass through the line anyhow. It's healed a while ago. All right. But just I want you to come through. So you follow the record. Now, all of you that wants to make this committal, put your hand on your heart like this. Those who are standing here, those who cannot, lay your hands on them. Now raise up your hands. Now you now commit yourself to God that from this time hence you believe that you're healed by the power of Almighty God. You do that? Almighty God, I now commit this to you as your humble servant in the name of Jesus Christ, the Manassas, Son of the living God, who suffered, bled, and died under the for the remission of our sins and a healing of our body, who has believed our report, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Here it is tonight. They believe the report. The arm of the Lord is revealed. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and now rebuke every spirit of the devil that would find these people in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May it leave them, Lord God, as they pass through this line. And we lay hands upon them. May the same meeting be tonight, like within the streets of Jerusalem, when the shadow of Peter passed over the people. We Gentiles believe the gift. We believe God. We believe Christ, just as they did then, and we're just as thankful. And Lord God, may your power sweep over this audience and heal every person in the building. And as they go through this line, may they rise shouting and praising God for his glory. In the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. All right. Now he's going to line the cards. And I want you, look, will you still do something else for me? When the first hand touches you, rise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Go right on through the building, praise him. God says, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Have nothing else but praises of God constantly rolling through your heart all the time. Yes, sir. Now, here I'll turn the service now to Brother while I go down here in the line to start ministry.
First thing, everyone must be seated. Everyone must be back in their seats. No one will be allowed to stand up. Now, we want to try to get everyone prayed for tonight. Those that are crippled and on cots will not have to come to the line. Reverend Brandon will come to each one of you personally. With the prayer line, the prayer line will start from the first row to my right, extreme right in the sixth section. They will come around this way and through the line, one row at a time as the usher tells you. Everyone else remains seated until the usher tells your row to rise up, come through the line, and go all the way around the audience, please, so everyone can get through the line. Thank you. If you'll start the first line, please.
I'd like to have a piano play. And everyone, return to your seat then afterwards and praise the Lord. God bless you. All right. Well, let us sing that chorus. Only believe. Get us the chorus here.
Thank you.
praise him, man.
For my heart that so many people were healed. It's the greatest fast line that I ever seen pass through in my life. Now I could say that at least 80 or 90% of the people that passed through the line are healed right now. I checked back with their hands. I tried to reach with my hand to feel to catch vibrations, and they would be clear as they could be as they passed by. Practically every one that was passed through the line is already healed. God, who is my judge, who I stand before, know that I tell that which is true. I see a blind man, been in a meeting for a long time, walking around here now, look like he's seeing, standing around here in front of us here. Let's say thank the Lord for that. Now, I think what they ought to do is all the brothers, let's line up and everyone put your hands on the people on the wheel tops and let me come down where you're at. All ministers get around and everybody in prayer now for these people. Now you that's on the wheelchairs and in the cots, when the prayer is asked over you, believe with all your heart. God bless you. Look, friends, from the depths of my heart, I love you with Christian warmness of Christian love. Wonderful. Now you get around. Let all people bow their heads while we pray. Thank you.